GHRT Rewinds are brought to you by Laughlin and Wolfington Realty. Mike and Nate and Harrison teaming up to help you sell your home faster and for top dollar. This is the George Hale Rick Tyler Show with the meanest man in the kitchen. He beats the eggs and he whips the cream. He's GHRT's executive chef, Tim Lewis. Welcome back behind the bulletproof glass.
Hey, guys.
SS7A for GHRT. And you bring a guest into the program this
morning. I did.
Who's that handsome devil buzz?
Friend of mine. His name is Bob Cutler. He is the owner, the proud owner of Novio. Right there in downtown Bangor.
Is there a difference between an owner and a proud owner? I guess we should probably. That's,
well, you got to be proud of what you do, right?
Right.
And if you're thinking I'm handsome, that glass is very dirty. If you're thinking that I'm a good looking man.
Oh my word, George! I've been calling you handsome for like 15 years now,
but the glass is dirty.
Apparently,
wait till you see him in person.
What's the meaning of the name Novios?
Coach Novio, Ted Novio, was a coach for. Coach Winken.
I know him well.
So Teddy is one of my best friends. He was the best man in my wedding this past summer. He is probably the most important person in my life. Outside of my wife, Annie, if you're listening, outside of my wife,
right.
Teddy
important
is
clarification
the most.
Yeah. There, right? The lovely Mrs.
Got to clarify that.
And the life lessons and the, without getting too mushy and everything else, he saved me at several points in my life. And the least I could do is honor him by naming the restaurant after him and then attacking the day and protecting that brand like he does his last name. He's amazing.
Yeah, my memory of him was a great, great player.
Was that on the menu at Novio? Because I might have missed that.
It's on the first page.
Is it?
Yeah.
I skipped right to what are the starters and the main course.
Dessert.
And everything in dessert.
Order the chowder as quickly as possible.
Yeah. What's the challenge of Novio's?
Man, we're in a really sweet spot right now. We're going really well. I mean, if you want to talk about the immediate challenge is, like most restaurants in the greater Bangor area right now, we're in a transition period. Anytime there's a change in routine for families, it affects our day-to-day numbers. Mm-hmm. So right now, obviously, everyone's going back to school, or a lot of people are going back to school. We're transitioning out of the summer routine, closing down camps, doing everything else, getting into this routine. So there's, I call it a 10-day to 14-day slowdown, but that's fine. I'm happy because I know what to expect. So it's manageable. I am blessed. I'm going to knock on every piece of wood I can find. I have a great team. We just gave everyone raises. We just gave everybody health benefits. We're full-time staff now with full-time commitment, so we can do a lot of really clever and fun things. So a challenge? I don't have like a big challenge. I don't have a big scare right now.
Good.
Man, that's
just
nice.
Provide the best
just,
food nice and drink
you
can.
As you can.
Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, there's and it's interesting.
I'm going to cut you off right now. I'm going to jump right to the lobster stew.
Yeah.
I've never had lobster stew that way. It's different.
What's so different?
Lobster stew had always come to me as a bowl, and it's the creamy and the lobster and whatever else. I had never. What do you do at Novio's?
So our chef, Dustin Sear, who's local, grew up in town, and used to... was the sous chef with Melissa at Fiddlehead for 7 years. Yeah. He came to us on day one and then took over as the head chef. He has a philosophy of cooking, and he's very meticulous about it. And he believes that if you cook every ingredient separately to how that ingredient is supposed to taste and texture and smell and everything else, mm-hmm. And then you combine it together at the last moment.
Right there.
Then everything blends perfectly versus a big, you know, big pot of something and you dip a ladle into it and you throw it into the bowl and you send it out. That's not done with purpose. And that's not done to the best part of every ingredient. Mm-hmm. So he does the potatoes. He does the bacon. He does the lobster. He does the bechamel. He does everything separately. Combines everything together, and then when it's presented in two pieces: a dry bowl with the ingredients in it, mm-hmm. and then the chowder is poured over the top of it
in front of you.
In front of you.
Okay.
And then so it's more of an experience as well.
Yes,
you're you're taking the recipe, which is intended on the intricate details, as you explained, and you're putting it together, and it's presented as an experience. And right. I love that. It's awesome.
It's the only thing on Dustin's menu that does not change. The menu, as I was telling Tim earlier, about 30 to 50% of the menu changes every 2 weeks. The chowder does not come off, regardless of season, regardless of lobster price, regardless of anything. It does not come off, and we've stayed true to that. There's a lobster risotto that's on right now that has been on for an exorbitant amount of time for our menu. Dustin, every time he sends a message out saying he's going to take it off and replace it, Annie reminds him that she's now 32 weeks pregnant, and if he takes it off, he'll have to answer to her, and it's still on. So that should be there for another 8 weeks.
Okay.
You know, so if anyone's looking for the lobster risotto, that's there for at least 8 weeks. Yeah. But no, it's a lot of fun, you know, and it's we try to cook with the best possible local ingredients, and 2 years ago we took that to a far extreme. Where we opened up our 1,500 square foot greenhouse in Herman. And that's been a huge learning experience and a ton of fun. And this year we kind of hit a stride with that as well. And we were able to provide produce, not only 100% of our produce, with the exception of garlic and potatoes and a few of those things that we just go through so much volume in. We were able to provide tomatoes and greens and basil and everything else to the likes of Blaze and Fork and Spoon, Grindhouse, Tea and Tarts, Bangor Wine and Cheese was selling at retail. So we were able to take our harvest and move it across the whole area.
Farm to plate experience.
So farm to plate, in my opinion, would be as if I called Farmer Joe down the street and said, "Hey Joe, will you provide me
some
tomatoes?"
What's your farm though?
It's for me, it's seed to table.
Seed to table. There you go. I like that.
We control every single aspect of that from the time we open the package of Johnny's seeds.
Right.
You know, so we're using a main company for our seeds. Yeah. All the way through until it hits your plate. That produce is being worked by somebody that is under our umbrella and our payroll.
Mm-hmm.
And that's
awesome.
That's a nice control factor.
You're doing it right, Bob.
Yeah.
Good for you.
Yeah,
Bob.
So it's a lot of fun. It's you know, and I am incredibly, incredibly happy with the team that we have.
I called it lobster stew.
It's chowder. I wasn't going to correct you on
chowder.
The air.
Well, someone just wrote in and said it sounds like lobster bisque, and I might have misspoken.
It's not
when
bisque
I said.
because of the cream chunks versus and everything else. But it's a chowder. I just didn't want to
chowder.
You know,
chowder.
Didn't want to step on some toes.
Yeah, it's. People call it bisque. People call it stew. I know what they're talking about.
I call
about.
It yummy.
Yeah, I know exactly what they're talking about.
Yeah, so it's a bistro.
Yeah,
it's a dining experience,
right?
And
but we're also, I mean, it's other than me, everyone there is from the Bangor area,
right?
You know, Coach Novio brought me to Maine. And
from where?
From Scottsdale, Arizona.
Easy.
I had never seen snow before, and
I know your place very well.
It was a clever job of recruiting by that man, but the joke's on him because I wasn't a very good baseball player. So
well,
you know, yeah, sure.
If you see Teddy, tell him I told you he wasn't very good.
Yeah, he'll be up on the 28th. You can have those words with him directly.
Hale, he was actually a pretty good player.
What did you bring in with you? Because we're looking through this.
Yeah.
And maybe this is, again, one of those objects through the bulletproof glass look more enticing than they actually are.
It looks pretty good, actually.
I don't think so. So on the 19th of this month, we're changing some of our cocktails. Roughly half of our 10 cocktails we're changing. And our goal for front of house is to have our cocktails reflect the same quality of product that Dustin does in the kitchen.
Uh-huh.
So what we have been working on, and Dustin has helped us quite a bit with this as well, mm-hmm. Is a little riff on a classic dirty martini.
For those of you that can't see, I'm going to take a picture of you and I'm going to post it up on our page because you've brought in all the materials.
Yeah, that's a great idea. Are we
going to break any FCC laws right now, George?
No, not to my knowledge.
No one from FCC can see this.
I watched WKRP in Cincinnati and they drank on the air all the time.
Yeah, and Johnny's reaction time got faster.
It did. That's my favorite episode for saying that. All
right, so you're mixing a... I see some, what is that, orange juice?
No, this is actually tomato water.
Tomato water.
So
I'm getting excited over here.
You should be.
Tomato water is basically tomatoes that are left to soak out.
Okay.
But it's mixed with garlic and a bunch of other ideas. This that I just used an eyedropper for.
And it's in a mason jar.
Because I didn't want to transport it in something.
I gotcha.
So what's in the eyedropper?
I can smell it over here.
Yeah. So what's in the eyedropper is sourdough tincture. So Dustin made a loaf of sourdough. We soaked it in high proof vodka, 22 vodka. After 3 days, put it in this, and then moved it into, and then put it in the eyedropper.
Shake.
So now I can get a sourdough flavor into my cocktail.
Wow, a sourdough flavor into a cocktail.
So what I have done is I took the vodka.
Do you have any pastrami?
I took the vodka, and I. Olive oil washed it for 4 days. So it's like a
holy crap, you worked hard at this.
Culinary cocktails are something special. Very special. Yeah. Very trendy thing
true,
right now.
True. So that's going to give you the dirty aspect to it.
Dirty is what we do.
I like
that's
it
right,
dirty.
Yeah.
So it's...
he's pouring that right out.
So the olive oil wash will give you the dirty. I took a Lalite, which is a French aperitif. It's made with Bordeaux wines or Bordeaux grapes, rather.
Yep.
Bordeaux Blanc grapes and some citrus flavors. And infuse that with basil. So now we have, if you're following along.
Tomato, basil,
olive oil, and sourdough. And a little bit of lemon. What I'm trying to do is create... bruschetta.
Yeah, see? Yeah. I knew where he was going with this.
Yes.
In a glass.
I love it.
Holy cow. This is in a glass that I had from home. This is in a Nick and Nora glass. So this isn't the glass.
Well, Nick and Nora aren't here. They won't care.
Right.
So
it's pretty.
Do you want to? Who's going to sample it? Tim, can you sample it? George and I have to stay.
I could probably.
Insanely sober.
I guess I'll have to do this.
No way I can sample.
Hold on 1 second.
What, your doctor won't let you?
No, I just don't drink. So I.
Well, you have Yingling. This is just like Yingling.
Two Yinglings a year.
Well, you should expand your horizons. Tim, sit down. Take another sip of that.
I gotta protect my liver.
I want to enjoy the aroma.
Okay. And what is it? What does it trigger?
It smells like bruschetta. I kid you not.
You should get the because of the high proof on the sourdough tincture. The sourdough should come through the cocktail, even though it's only two or three drops from an eyedropper.
Wow.
The tomato flavor should be dominant on the nose and the front of the palate, and the basil should be caught on the back.
So that's what I was going to ask. Where does that play on your palate, Tim?
I don't know. I'm having a moment right now.
Get your hands off
it's
me.
Very the first reaction is it's very refreshing.
Uh-huh.
It tastes like I'm drinking bruschetta. Mm-hmm. And I cannot taste the vodka, which is really good because you don't want an overpowering vodka.
Uh-huh.
And there's no vodka in bruschetta, so why have the taste?
Right. Exactly. No, it's I can taste the basil, the infused basil, the tomato water. It's
wow. Well, we're headed to the commercial break. We'll come back in just a moment or two. We want to spend a little bit more time with you. GHRT Executive Chef Tim Lewis here, and his guest is Bob Cutler from Novio's, Novio's, in downtown Bangor. We're going to talk more about the delights that they create as we talk cooking in SS7A for GHRT. GHRT Rewinds, brought to you by your hometown real estate team, Laughlin and Wolfington Realty. Thinking about selling your home? Call 629-9211 and start packing.